should have been happy. Yeah, I'll still be there. Some could have come
for
and taken me away. But the main man fell still should be here another day. And that's why I got to be
thankful.
Yeah, yeah, I got to be top of my head. I'm taking my chances. I could have been dead. I started climbing from the bottom.
Thankful.
Oh yeah, all the way to the top. And before I knew
thankful.
It, I was up and down. You believe in not? Yeah.
Thankful.
Light shine. Remember all
your
hopes could have been all mine. And that's why y'all ought to be
thankful.
I ought to be
thankful.
Well, well,
thankful.
I say I put it on a good foot, and it ain't no joke. They said I was dying, I didn't wanna go. And I kept on a fire, I hadn't lived some more. I had something to tell y'all to be thankful.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada. I think she is probably not going to join us today because she is visiting with folks this week. I was lucky enough to get to see her in person on Friday, which is very exciting. I hadn't seen her in a long time. And she is at least a foot taller than me, I would say. She has really gotten tall. It's fun to see people grow up. But I'm excited to talk with Batia today and see what she has to share and share some books that I've been reading as well. So Batia, why don't we get started with you? What would you like to share?
I would like to share a poem. It's called End of the Year Poem. You are a very special person and you should know how I loved to have you in my care, how fast the year did go. Please come back to visit me as though the grades go, the grades you go. Try hard to learn all that you can. There's so much to know. One thing I try to teach you to last your whole life through. It is to know that you are special just because you are you.
That's a lovely poem. Where'd you find that one and what made you pick it?
Well, I found it I'm not sure where I found it, but like it just came up to mind. Share an end of the year poem. And it's like tomorrow's the last day of school for me. And I chose it because like tomorrow's the end of this school year for me, and I'm gonna be going to junior high school, and I will be missing elementary school so much. So
yeah, what are you gonna miss the most about elementary school? What have you liked the most about it?
Well, it's like kind of weird, but I'm gonna miss the lunch, cause it's gonna be free there, and I do like it. Sometimes they make my favorite.
That's wild that you're going to be in junior high. Speaking of people getting older, that's really exciting. Are you excited for summer, or how are you feeling about the end of the school year and heading into summer?
I'm feeling sad about the end of school year, but I'm also very happy to kind of get rid of it because like it's kind of stressful.
Yeah, school can be stressful. Is there anything in the summer that you're excited for in particular?
Mostly going on the swings, going to the park and going on the swings, because we're not allowed to. But there's like barely any schools at my swings at my school.
Yeah, it's nice. And the park down at Promenade Hill has that splash zone now too, which will be nice on a hot day. You can swing your heart out on the swings and then run through the water.
Yeah, my brother and me one time went to the water, last summer, I think. We got, super wet.
Fun.
But the thing was, we didn't get an extra pair of towel, so we went wet.
Well, the good thing about the summer is if it's not raining out, if it's sunny out, you're going to dry off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's the good thing, I guess.
One time we even had ice cream there.
Oh, nice. All the highlights of summer. And before we got on the radio, you were mentioning that you're interested in perhaps trying your hand at gardening as well. That could be a fun summer project. Maybe you can try to grow something this summer.
I really want to go grow cucumbers for some reason. Oh, and maybe some strawberries, mangoes.
I don't know if mangoes will grow here in New York.
Where to grow? I think it comes from in country sometimes.
Yeah, I think
I check as many fruits and vegetables as I can.
Yeah, I think you could do cucumbers, strawberries. I think it's past season, but maybe next year. But cucumbers, I think you might still be able to do cucumbers.
I'll do one that's like a summer fruit that's easy to grow in summer.
Yeah,
one is on one of my favorites list, like strawberries, mangoes, watermelon. I love mangoes. I never tried it before when I was young because I thought it was gross. But now I'm obsessed with it.
Mango's so good. As is watermelon. I'm a big watermelon fan. I try to eat it as often as possible. So tasty. And it's so refreshing in the summer to have some nice watermelon.
I like it when it's like a little bit refrigerated. I don't like it when it's like hot or else like I get disgusted.
Yeah, that's fair. It's best when it's cold. Well, I have some books I could share, getting us back onto the topic of books. I've read a bunch of graphic novels recently, and talk about this one first. It'll be on the food theme. We'll continue, we'll segue from all this talk about growing food to a food theme. So I read a graphic novel, which it turns out is book one in a series, which I did not know while I was reading it. And It is a middle grade graphic novel called Super Boba Cafe. And it's by Nidhi Chanani, who wrote the Shark Princess series, Pashmina, Jukebox. She's also done some picture books, but this is a new series from her. And it's interesting. I jumped into the book. I just read the book. I didn't read the description. I had no idea what it was about. I just knew that I had liked her other work. And I was like, why not? I'm going to read this book. And so I didn't read the publisher's description of the book. And so there were like mysteries in the story for me that I didn't, that I was kind of like, oh, I wonder when it's going to be revealed what's going on here. And before the show, I was looking at the publisher's description and it gives the stuff away. I don't like when it does that, when book descriptions give too much away. So I'm going to try to talk about the book without giving away some of the secrets. And you listeners can decide if you want to read the book description or not. So the main character of the story is a young girl named Aria, who is going to spend the summer in San Francisco with her grandmother, Jing Li, who owns a boba cafe. And so Aria is very excited to go see her grandmother and spend the summer with her, but she's also trying to sort of escape something that happened recently to her that was upsetting back home. And so she has her own little mystery that she hasn't told her grandma about. And she's not sure if her grandmother knows, because she knows like adults sometimes divulge your secrets. But she shows up and quickly gets to work helping her grandmother in the boba shop. There's a cat that lives in the boba shop, the boba cafe cat, who's named Bao. And Bao one day, surprise, has kittens. And Aria decides that having a kitten cafe might be a way to help business for the shop, help bring in more customers, because the boba is so good there. And she thinks more and more people should be able to support the shop. She also has other ideas for the business, but grandma's been doing this a long time and is a little hesitant with some of it, but eventually is won over by the cat idea. But while she's there with grandma, her grandma has this mysterious thing where every night she has to have some time alone. She goes into the back kitchen where Aria is not allowed and does something that we don't know what it is. And grandma is very serious about how she has to do it, and Aria cannot help. And so eventually Aria tries to find out what's happening. There's some prairie dogs involved. There's earthquakes involved in San Francisco. But yeah, it's got a little fantastical element to it, and it's really fun. I really enjoyed it. And if you can't take the mystery, you can read the description of the book and find out what it is that I'm leaving out. But I would suggest that you just dive in and enjoy the ride, because it's really fun. So that's Super Boba Cafe Book 1 by Nidhi Chanani. That is out now, so you can read it anytime you so choose. I have to say, I don't know if I've ever had bubble tea, actually, because often bubble tea is not vegan, and I'm vegan. I think you can get vegan boba, but I've never had it before. So someday I will. But I know over the years with working with young people, they are often like super into boba tea. They just have a lot of fun with it for whatever reason. Maybe it's the funny texture. Maybe it's the fun look. I can't tell you because I've never had it. I'll share one other book that I read recently, maybe two. I'll do at least one more. So I recently read a book called Saving Sunshine. It's by Sadia Faruqi, and the illustrator is Shazleen Khan. It's another middle grade graphic novel. It is a story of twins, Zara and Zishan, who are in a moment of their lives where they are bickering all the time. They're on a family trip to Florida. Their mom's being honored at this conference. The mother's a doctor and is getting this great honor. And so they're all traveling to Florida and they're fighting and fighting and fighting. And so the parents take away their phones. And then they also say that they have to spend time together and they can't leave each other's sight because they're going to be on their own for most of the trip. And so this follows them during that time where they don't have their phones and the explorations that they do. And part of that leads to them finding a sea turtle who is on the shore and is not looking healthy. It looks like they're having a tough time. And Zara is an animal lover. She has an animal rescue group, really wants to take care of the turtle. Zishan is more interested in space, NASA, and all of that, and wants to focus on that. But eventually they get brought together. Spoiler alert. But there's also, you get through the story, some backstory about their time in school and some of the stresses they have as young Muslim American kids, some of the racism they face at school. Zara chooses to wear a hijab and get some comments about that from classmates. And so you sort of figure out through the background sort of some of why they've come to a point where they're bickering a lot and where they're at about that. And yeah, it's a really great book. The illustrations were really beautiful. I really thought they were lovely. And I liked how they sort of differentiated between the present day and the past time. So I would definitely suggest that book. It's Saving Sunshine by Sadia Farooqi and Shazleen Khan as the illustrator. And Sadia Farooqi, I've read other things by her as well. She does the Yasmin series, which is great. She has a bunch of other books as well that I haven't read yet. But yeah, so those are, I'll just share those two today. Why not? I'll save one for next week. But those are my suggestions for the week. On that note, we're going to say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
And happy graduation to all the graduates out there. And happy summer to everyone ending school. Bye.
ਬਚ ਗਏ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਚ ਗਏ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਚ ਗਏ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਚ ਗਏ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਚ ਗਏ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਚ ਗਏ
ਮਰ ਜਾ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਤੇਰਾ ਬਾਲ ਪਿੰਗਾ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਈ ਮੈਂ ਮਰ ਜਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਈ ਮੈਂ ਮਰ ਗਾਉਣੇ ਮੈਂ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਾਉਂ